Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has gotten a sudden bump in the polls, showing him now leading frontrunner Donald Trump among committed Iowa caucusgoers. During an appearance in Iowa on Friday, Trump called out Cruz for his support of oil over ethanol.
Well, look, he's from Texas. To the best of my knowledge, there's a lot of oil in Texas, right? So, you know, he gets a lot of money from the oil companies, and he's totally against ethanol and everything else you're talking about. And I'm not. I'm totally in favor. And, you know, it's a big industry here. It's a big industry. If that industry is upset, Iowa's got problems because you employ. I was amazed. I was here 3 weeks ago with the group. I learned so much about it. I was in favor of it even before, but it was amazing. And looking at the plans, but, you know, also beyond even the fuel capacities, which we want to create as much as we can, tremendous numbers of jobs in Iowa. And I say to myself, if Ted Cruz is against ethanol, how does he win in Iowa? Because that's very anti-Iowa. I don't know how he wins in Iowa.
However, on December 5th, Senator Cruz appeared at the FreedomWorks Rising Tide Summit in Cedar Rapids and spoke very favorably about ethanol during a meeting with reporters after the event.
Listen, my view on energy is I support all of the above. I support ethanol. I support biofuels. I think God has blessed this country with abundant natural resources, oil, gas, coal, nuclear, wind, solar, ethanol, and we should pursue all of them. But you shouldn't have government picking winners and losers. Indeed, my tax plan that I've introduced eliminates every subsidy across the board for energy. It eliminates oil subsidies. It eliminates all energy subsidies. And lets energy producers compete on an open playing field. And one of the things that I am committed to doing is expanding market access to ethanol. Right now, you see federal regulatory barriers. You see the EPA blocking ethanol's ability to access the market. As president, I will remove those barriers. And so at the end of the day, energy will be determined by competition in the marketplace, but we will not have the federal government putting artificial barriers in place.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.